Spotlight, Andrea Abesakara by Nanya Gupta.
The concept of identity has always been a daunting and fairly abstract one for me. Growing up in an Indian household, while attending a predominantly white school, I felt caught between two worlds, which made it difficult to figure out who exactly I was. Many face the challenge of searching for a balance between two distinct and equally valid cultures and determining what truly represents them. The Brown Art World on Instagram is tackling this collective identity crisis by steadily merging South Asian and North American cultures with fusion pieces that put an inclusive twist on classic characters. Among this community is Andrea Abesakara, an up-and-coming creator representing South Asian culture and empowering women with her art. In an interview with Ronnie, Andrea shared her artistic inspirations and aspirations. After discovering models in North America who are unapologetic about being brown, Andrea was inspired to tap into her own South Asian identity with digital art. As a psychotherapy student at McMaster University in Canada and a social advocate, Andrea believes that identity comes from having some sort of cause or message that someone believes in. She stresses the importance of people representing themselves through advocating for what they believe in however they can. There's a lot of people who don't really say anything when it comes to social issues or anything that comes up in the news, and that's not really great, she noted. Andrea's work echoes this sentiment as she ties major social issues and problematic societal norms into her pieces to spark essential conversations. Each drawing is paired with a powerful message regarding various ideas, including feminism, interracial couples, and homophobia. My personal favorite is Andrea's series on a brown Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones, which features discussions about child marriage, mental health, and sexual assault. She also draws a lot of South Asian women in different contexts, such as Bollywood actress Deepika Padukone as the lead in Legally Brown, a twist on the classic movie Legally Blonde. A significant area of focus in Andrea's art has been the Eurocentric beauty standards and patriarchal nature of South Asian culture. Andrea has explored the need to embrace natural beauty and disregard the deep-rooted Eurocentric standards by recreating a photographer's collage of South Asian women's noses. Inspired by creators calling out skin bleaching companies on Instagram, Andrea shed light on the issue with her art. Dedicated to incorporating a lot of skin tones in her work, she fights against the colorist views that are prominent in the community and provides representation for all. Some of Andrea's most popular pieces are her South Asian versions of Western cartoon characters. It's nice to see, like, Black Kim Possible, but then also Brown Kim Possible, along with the typical White Kim Possible, she explains. She has drawn a vast range of characters from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and much more. Seeing her versions of Lizzie McGuire in a sari and the Club Penguin avatar in a lehenga, two prominent figures of my childhood, is especially nostalgic. Andrea plans to delve further into both original and superhero characters, including an upcoming South Asian Catwoman. Using her art for social change remains Andrea's priority. Currently, a massive social movement has been the farmers' protests in India, where Punjabi farmers have been peacefully protesting for their agricultural rights. Andrea realized that the Fulkari print requested in a commission originated in Punjab and posted it along with information about the protests. She admits, a lot of the times we use the aesthetic from Punjab, but we don't talk enough about the social issues that are going on there. Andrea has also found herself represented in a way she never expected, white people buying her art. She's happy to see that she isn't making art for a certain niche, but just that other people also like it. This is its own form of representation, that someone has a South Asian drawing on their desk, showing how simple it can be for people to appreciate other cultures. Not only is Andrea providing much needed representation and bringing attention to social issues, but she is also focused on raising money for a variety of charity initiatives. Since opening her online store, Art by Andrea Shop, last August, Andrea has donated a part of her proceeds to Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, as well as to charities supporting the Yemen crisis and the Lebanon explosion. She also dedicated the proceeds of her childhood collection of pieces entirely to her city's Child and Youth Trauma Services Center. While the lockdown has put a hold on Andrea's online store, she's eager to start selling prints again, with a new focus on raising money for youth facing homelessness. Andrea's passion for bringing awareness to current issues through art is truly inspiring. This month, Ronnie urges you to think about what identity means to you and discover your own outlet for expressing what your personal message is. How do you represent yourself? Andrea points out that she originally didn't see herself represented in her own drawings, but now finds herself buying the big trendy brown earrings she draws and representing her pieces by putting more fusion into her clothes. Similarly, I have found an unexpected voice for my own mixed identity here with Ronnie. As we continue to be deprived of physical interactions, self-expression is more valuable than ever before. Everyone should create what they believe in.